from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Well, many years since we've chatted with you. Where have you improved? What kind of hockey player are you now, maybe compared to when we saw you last year?
I think I'm kind of the same player, but I think I got a little bigger, a little stronger, a little faster. So a year of college definitely helped me. So,
what was the experience like of getting to the Frozen Four?
It was amazing. Obviously, kind of a heartbreaker there against Denver, but overall, just a great year with a great group of guys, and you know, obviously we couldn't get it done, but it was just a lot of fun and a good learning experience for us. So,
what was it like playing with Celebrini and then seeing him end up have all the hype and be the number one pick?
Yeah, I was just so happy for him. Obviously, we lived in a room of 6 guys, and he was one of them. So I got to know him real well, and he's just an amazing kid. And I was just so happy for him when I saw his name get called, and you know, he deserves it because he's the hardest worker and obviously a great player as well. So
what makes him so good in your mind?
Like I just said, he works so hard, just so competitive, never wants to lose the puck, and when he does, he gets it back too. So, and then obviously the skill set, what he can do, like he can shoot, pass, you know, he's a big body, protects it well, and he kind of just has it all. So 200-foot game.
What was the experience like playing with your brother?
It was awesome. I think he was a huge voice in the room as the captain. So, he's been teaching me my whole life about things. So it was just kind of normal seeing him like that. But it was awesome having him there and seeing him, you know, in a different setting compared to at home. So,
and have you ever been teammates before?
No, we were too far apart in age. So,
play some golf with Boston College so many times this year with all the guys.
Yeah, it was obviously a great match all year. We were kind of 1-2 switching for the first like 3 quarters of the year. So it was just super cool, like going into BC and playing them, seeing their crowd and how their students like reacted to us. And then obviously at the Bean Pot, we played them, huge game. And you know, we just played them a bunch of times on huge, huge occasions. So it was really cool experience. You know, they got the better of us a couple times. We got the better of them in the Bean Pot. So you know, it was just great to see them, and you know, it was great to battle against them all year.
Yeah, Devin, there's like 6 Junior Sabres guys in this camp. What's it like just growing up here and going through that program, and now you get to the Sabres development camp, and there's a bunch of you guys here?
Yeah, I think it's awesome just like seeing how many guys come out of the Junior Sabres organization, and you know, we've all skated on this ice since we were younger, so it's cool seeing each other out there and like hanging out just at camp and being around each other is great to see. So
what was your reaction when you heard about Patrick Geary getting picked? Probably going through the same emotions you went through last year.
Yeah, I know. It was amazing. I texted him right away. Just super happy for him. Happy to have him here. He's a great guy. I played 16 U hockey with him, so it's super cool to see.
Where is his game now in your mind from when he was, you know, 16?
Yeah, obviously we all have improved a lot since we've been 16, but yeah, he's a bigger, stronger, faster player, and you know, he's great with the puck, makes plays happen, so it's cool seeing him out there.
What do summers look like for you? How much time are you here? How much time are you in Boston? How do you split it up?
Yeah, I'm actually leaving for Boston Friday, so I've been home all summer in Buffalo, and then head to Boston for 6 weeks for a summer semester, train and take a class there, and then I come back home for 2 weeks.
So, like, for Sabres development camp, you just got from Clarence to here.
Yep, nice.
Goes from Finland,
yep.
To here, and you go from Clarence.
Yeah, nice 30-minute drive in. So.
you're a little young, might not remember much, but when Lindy Ruff was hired, what was the reaction of your family?
Yeah, obviously it was super cool. You know, he was obviously a legend in Buffalo when I was younger, but just super grateful to have him here and kind of try to learn from him whenever I can and see him around the rinks and just ask him any questions. And it's obviously cool having him walking around the rinks again. So.
Was your family kind of buzzing when that news came out?
Yeah, they were pumped up. So, yeah.
You said you learned a lot in your first year in college. What are some of the things you learned, you know, playing in college hockey?
Yeah, just like right away I had to make harder plays immediately. Just a lot of older, bigger, stronger guys, just like every level is, kind of just going through the learning curve of that. And then I think as I went on, as I started to gain some weight and get bigger, kind of became normal. So, yeah, it was just playing against bigger, stronger, faster guys, just like moving up every level. So.
It's just like having so many other guys that play college hockey here. And somebody, I'm sure you faced some of them. So many guys.
Yeah, obviously it's great for college hockey. So many guys here, and kind of shows how much college hockey has kind of developed over the last couple of years. So many guys at camps and whatnot. So, yeah, it's amazing kind of getting to know them. Obviously, I've faced a couple of them, but the guys I haven't, just starting to talk with them. And obviously, they've had a lot of fun at school. So, just sharing our experiences. So,
what was the story of the goal? You go through the whole season, you're in the final.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. My brother was chirping me all year, but I hit a couple posts before that, couldn't get it. But I was actually talking with my D coach a couple months prior, and he said, would you rather score like 5 goals now or 1 in the Hockey East Championship game? So obviously I took the Hockey East Championship game 1, so it was a cool experience for me. And for my brother to pick up the puck for me was even cooler.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.